Hi, this is Tia Sirkar. I play Sabine Wren on Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to Twin Suns Transmission.
Of course, it ends where it began. A desert planet with twin suns.
Hey, my name is Taylor Gray, and I play Ezra Bridger in Star Wars Rebels. I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Twin Suns Transmission.
Here's where the fun begins.
Let's make this a bit more interesting.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
The garbage will do!
Nothing will stand in our way.
May the Force be with us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Twin Suns Transmission. I'm your host, Eric Pfeiffer, joined, as always, by Jesse Cardella.
Hey, guys.
Thanks so much for joining us on the 101st episode of Twin Suns Transmission. And for our new listeners, I just want to say a little bit about the show before we get into it. We talk about the news here on Twin Suns quite a bit, and we do a whole segment at the end of the show that contains Star Wars trivia. So if you like trivia, we got that. And then we always have a topic of discussion that we're going to talk about, and it switches every time we do a show. So thank you so much for listening to Twin Suns and picking us as your Star Wars podcast of choice. And we always begin our show with a segment called How's Your Star Wars?
How's your Star Wars?
Ujabba.
Go back to Country Club.
Ujabba.
So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first.
And this is a segment where Jesse and I will talk a lot about things that we're doing recently in our lives relating to Star Wars. So Jesse, how has your Star Wars been?
My Star Wars has been great. I know that I bring up my audiobooks like almost every single time, but it, like, I feel like Star Wars is like a huge, even huger part of my life now that I started reading the audiobooks than it was even before, because I spend, you know, hours and hours in the car. But anyways, I just finished the Aftermath series, and I know, Eric, you never finished it, so I won't give any spoilers to anyone who hasn't finished it, but I really loved it. And The librarian that, when I went and got the, because I get all the audiobooks from the library because it's so much cheaper to do than to buy them, but the librarian was like, oh, I really loved the first one, but, you know, I hated the second one and the third one. And I was like, oh, like, okay, as I'm, like, walking out, like, with the second one. But, like, I thought it was really good, both second and third. Like, I was really happy with the whole series. And, like, I don't want to get, like, political or sad or weird, but I just am really proud of, like, the Star Wars fandom and these books that have come out. It's just, with everything that's going on right now, and we don't have to talk about it because that's a whole another podcast you could probably go to and listen to all of that. But, you know, there's a lot of hate and, like, racism and all kind of isms going on in this world right now, and it's just really amazing to be a part of a fandom who has, you know, the main people who are writing these stories is so conscious and aware of all those things, and they make a point to, you know, just write strong characters of every type of person, whether every person of color, every person of species, and every, you know, they have this beautiful, Sinjir is maybe one of now my favorite Star Wars characters. I absolutely am in love with him, and he's a gay Star Wars character, and they don't make, like, a big deal out of it. He's just openly gay, and he has a boyfriend, and their love story is beautiful, and it's just like a thing, and nobody within the story, like, makes a big deal about the fact that they're gay, or makes a big deal about the fact that, you know, Grand Admiral Sloan is black. Like, it's just cool. Like, it just makes me really happy that we, you know, get to be a part of a fandom that goes out of their way to, like, make statements like that and put it into story, because I feel like that's just so important for people to just hear and you know that it's not a big deal, and we shouldn't be, these are all these things that are being focused on right now by our world. It just shouldn't be a thing. Everybody should just be living their life.
You know what? You should tell the Empire that they shouldn't be racist, because they do not hire, they don't hire species other than human.
You're right. But if you think about it, the Empire is better than us right now, because they are, like, they are speciesist. Yes, they are totally speciesist.
Speciesist, yeah, all, that's a better word.
Yeah, but but they, like, even the Empire is not racist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, get it together, world, because, I mean, we have one planet of one species of sentient beings to focus on, and we can't get it together. And the, you know, like, it makes sense why the Empire and the New Republic has all these issues. They have thousands and thousands of planets to, like, look after, and all these different species and all these different cultures and all this stuff, and we've got one planet.
Right.
Like, we can do this. Like, we can look to Star Wars, and we can look to the New Republic, and we can look to all these amazing stories that we have, and know that we can do this. And I love that Star Wars, like, you know, we read it and watch it for an escape, but there's so many parallels and inspiration in these stories that we could take and make our lives and our world better. And it just makes me really happy.
Yeah.
That we have.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the books, it's a whole nother can of worms when you start getting into the books and you're able to connect with characters from the novels and things like that. I'm currently in the middle of Inferno Squad, and I really like Iden Versio. She's really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm, I think, about 20 chapters into it now, something like that. So very excited for that. Can't wait to finish that before Star Wars Battlefront. So good stuff. As far as my Star Wars, I decided that I was going to start collecting a new set of Star Wars trading cards. So this isn't a game or anything. It's not a card game. It's just a new set that was put out by Topps. It's called Star Wars Galactic Files Reborn. I'm pretty sure they had a Galactic Files set before, but this one's really cool. It's got Rey on the front, and it has images of Vader, Anakin, Leia, Luke, Finn, Jyn, Ahsoka, and Kanan on the front as well, all pictured on the box. And they've got medallion cards, like cards that come with medallions that are really heavy. They've got a ton of signature cards where people have signed. It's basically separated by movies and by Rebels and Clone Wars. So they have a certain number of cards for each thing, and then they've got vehicles and locations and weapons, and I think there's movie quotes and, like, galactic moments, like Order 66 and stuff like that. So there's, I don't know the complete number for the set, but I've been working really hard at trying to get a full set. And I've bought quite a bit of them, but what's funny is I still don't have Rey. I'm like, I have 14 of, you know, whoever, but I'm still missing Rey, so just been kind of unlucky with that.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure that you'll find her soon, because you are, like, the master of collecting, so.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at, so pretty exciting there. Let's go on, and we're going to go to the Star Wars news, and we've got a lot of news, so let's go ahead and get into it. So the first thing that was officially confirmed by Lucasfilm that we want to discuss, this is originally released to us on July 26th, we have the composer for the Han Solo movie, and it's going to be John Powell, and John Powell, he's done... He did the music for the Bourne Ultimatum or Bourne Supremacy, all those movies, the Bourne movies. He did Shrek, he did Kung Fu Panda 1 and 2, and he did How to Train Your Dragon. And he actually got an Academy Award nomination for How to Train Your Dragon. So this guy knows what he's doing. This is the first time that, or actually second time, this is the second time that John Williams is not doing a Star Wars film. He's only doing the saga films, so I think it'll be pretty cool. It seems kind of like a different genre for him. You know, he's done Shrek, Kung Fu Panda, and How to Train Your Dragon. Now he's doing Han Solo. So.
Right. But, I mean, I can't speak for some of those soundtracks, but the How to Train Your Dragon soundtrack is really beautiful.
Is it?
And there's some, like, yes, it is. And, I mean, there's some, like, you know, they're flying around and stuff on the dragon, so he could, like, you know, take that kind of soundtrack and put it over, like, flying with the Millennium Falcon. Like,
right.
It's the same theme.
Yeah.
We're flying around. So I think he'll be good.
All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens. I love the music of Rogue One. I was a little worried about it. I'm like, I don't know how it's going to go without John Williams, but I was like, oh, this is awesome. So I'm sure we'll get some good stuff for Han Solo. What's going on at Downtown Disney?
So there is going to be a really amazing, they're not calling it virtual reality, they're calling it a hyper reality Star Wars experience. And it is going to be called The Secrets of the Empire. So you are going to get to be 100% fully immersed in this space. So as far as I understand it, you're not only going to have, you know, the headset that completely goes through your vision, so you will be able to see everything that's around you, but you'll also be holding what seems like a gun, and you'll be with K2SO on this adventure. They have you on what it looks like in these posters is Mustafar. So that will be really cool. But I don't know if you've seen, they did this for Ghostbusters, and I don't know if you saw the video footage of the Ghostbusters video game.
I didn't.
Did you see that?
No.
Well, I just looked at it earlier today, and it looks really cool. It looks like, so they have you in, like, a like rooms, like, multiple rooms that go across, like, it must just be, like, a small building that, you know, the walls, like, if you were to, like, walk up to the wall in the game, you would actually walk up to the wall in the room, and the walls actually have things on it. Like, at one point, they walk into a room that even has, like, furniture, and they have furniture in that room.
Hmm.
So, like, if you were to, like, bump into it, you would actually hit furniture. You wouldn't just be, like, walking through it. But, like, obviously the room is very plain, and what you're seeing is, you know, completely different. So if you haven't seen that Ghostbusters video, I would recommend go checking out, because I'm sure this is going to be very similar. It's made by the exact same people, but it looks awesome. It's going to be in Disney World in Orlando and also in Anaheim, California. So
it's pretty ridiculous how far technology is going. Like, pretty soon we're going to have actual lightsabers. You know,
right.
We're going to, like, be able to fight each other in a controlled environment with lightsabers.
Ugh, I can't. I mean, I hope they put that into this. Right now, it looks like everybody's just holding a gun, but I hope you just, like, can walk into a room and just, like, there'll be a lightsaber on the table and it's like, go get that. We need that.
Use the force.
Maybe. Right. Maybe that'll be, like, the surprise at the end. We're like, wait, yeah. You're a Jedi. Hold on. You need this.
Someone actually throws a lightsaber at you and you can catch it.
Oh my god. It would just probably hit me in the face, but I would still be so excited.
Yeah. Hey guys, a lightsaber hit me in the face. A lightsaber hit me in the face. Did you see that? Yeah.
That'd be the best.
Yeah.
But this will be later this year, they said during the holiday season. So getting people amped up for the 2019 Star Wars Galaxy Edge expansion, probably. So
2019 for Star Wars is going to be really cool. Lots of cool things for Star Wars. All right, well, let's keep going. We've got new Entertainment Weekly covers. Did you see these, Jesse? There's two of them.
I did, yes.
So
they're gorgeous.
We've got a Rey one and we've got a Luke one. And there's an article inside with new pictures and stuff like that. I'm at that point now. I read the ones that came out in Vanity Fair, looked at those pictures. I saw some of the pictures that were in this one, but I'm not going to read the article. I don't want to read any more about it. I'm just going to wait for another trailer and kind of go from there. So kind of avoiding what's inside. But the covers look awesome. They're collector's covers, so they say, you know, cover one of two on them. So I got two Rey ones, one for the collection and one for the Rey area. And then I got one Luke, so I've got both of them. But it seems like around me, they always take past the street date to put them on the shelves. Just kind of annoying.
Really?
Yeah. But
yeah, I didn't actually go pick up a physical copy because of this exact same thing. I saw, like, clips of what people were talking about were in the articles, and I was like, whoa, like, that's a lot
yeah.
of information. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So So I didn't actually read any of it. I just read, like, short... I, like, would start to read and then be like, nope, too much, don't want to know.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's a fine line between watching what Lucasfilm gives you or reading what they give you and, like, not wanting any spoilers and stuff. Like, people get really sensitive about that stuff, so you kind of just have to walk that tightrope to figure out, you know, who wants to know things, who wants to stay away from things. And at this point, mm-hmm. like, I'll look at pictures, I'll watch trailers, but I don't want to read any articles about it anymore. I'm done with that.
I completely agree, and I think Mark Hamill agrees with us, too, yeah. because him and Rian Johnston have both tweeted saying, you know, they fully endorse everyone not reading anything else,
right.
because it is a lot.
Right. I mean, they never give you, like, a ton, but still, they give you some things. So.
Right, and even sometimes in trailers, like, it almost feels like, oh, God, I know too much, but then when you get there, you're like, oh, I knew nothing. Like,
yeah.
It probably just feels like we're getting so much when we're not.
Right. For those of you who have been to Star Wars Celebration the last few years, I'm sure you have seen some of these crazy costumes that people are able to put together. And there's a group of costumers, I'm sure you've seen them, or at least seen pictures of them, that have Rebels costumes. And they had Hera, Sabine, Zeb, Kanan, Ezra. I believe they also have a Darth Maul and an Obi-Wan, but they are, I think they're originally from Venezuela, but these guys make these costumes to look exactly like they look like in the movie, right? They've got the heads that are, like, sculpted to, you know, look like they're animated, things like that. They all have, like, body suits, kind of, with the heads and everything. They look absolutely amazing. So if you have any idea what I'm talking about, I'm sure it's ringing a bell because these guys were very popular at Celebration. Anyway, apparently they're looking to sell their costumes now, and it looks like from the email that I got, they are based out of Miami here in the U.S. and they're looking to get rid of them. So if these are something that you want to maybe be interested in, I got the email on August 10th, so like less than 2 weeks ago. So I don't know if they're still available, but if they're something that you might be interested in for the cosplayers out there, you can just email me at eric.twinsonsoutpost@gmail.com, and I'll see if I can get you hooked up with them to move these costumes, because they belong... you know, with someone who's going to wear them to these conventions. So I think they'll be pretty cool.
I can't imagine. I mean, it's so cool of them to do that, to sell them to other people, but it's, I can't imagine doing all that work and then just like handing it over.
Well,
like, I mean, I'm sure they could make a good buck because it's beautiful work.
I mean, they have the cost on here, which I won't say, which is a good buck. So I mean, you put all that work into it, and you know, your blood, sweat, and tears, and these were, it's not like these were Party City costumes that they made. These things look like, you know, if they could make the mouths move, they would be from the TV show. So
right, like Hera just walking next to you,
right? So and I've also, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I have pictures of them. So if you think you may be interested, shoot me an email. I'll send you pictures, and I'll send you, they've got like height requirements on here, or like recommended height requirements, like the materials and everything, stuff like that. So let me know. Jesse, there's some Galaxy of Heroes news.
Yeah, so there's not a ton of information out on this yet, but there is going to be a new game mode coming to Galaxy of Heroes, and it's going to be very guild-centered. So you'll get to take, with your guild, you'll be able to work together to do this new game mode where it seems like you are going to be on a battlefield, and I'm assuming you'll be fighting other people's guilds, is what it sounds like. So you'll have, it says you'll be using your ships and your favorite characters, and you'll be able to take them on these territory battles that are going to be set on Hoth. So
yeah, I guess Hoth is the first one. I think there'll be more, but what's interesting is that I actually, and I don't know how many people know this, I actually applied for a job with this game. Didn't get it, obviously, but I was trying to think of, like, if I was developing this game, you know, what would be different things that I could add to keep people playing? And one of the things that I had in my mind was, it was kind of like a story mode. And I don't know if this will be a story mode of any kind, but it was like a story mode that I had in my mind that you could work with your guild. So you sort of team up together and you try to beat your enemies, and, you know, there's kind of like a quest that you have to go on. Now, I don't know if there's a quest, but I think it is cool that they're adding more things where you can work with your guild to accomplish goals other than raids. You know what I mean? So I think this will be a good addition. Don't know when it'll happen, but I think once it gets there, it'll be super fun to try out.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And speaking of Galaxy of Heroes, this is that mobile game. I'm sure most of you know what we're talking about, but it's the mobile game that EA did. And we are in the same guild, Jesse, and we've got a couple friends that are also in our guild, and you can have up to 50 members in a guild. And we have just about 50. I think we're very close, if not at our max. But we are constantly looking for players who are active within the game. We've got a lot of people in our guild that are very idle and don't play. You know, months will go by and they won't do anything. So if you're interested in joining a guild or joining our guild, if you don't have one, shoot us a message just on any form of social media or email us, and we'd love to have more active players help us out on our raids and in our guilds, because it's a fun game, and if you can get a lot of people playing, it makes it even more fun.
Yeah, and if you haven't checked out this game yet, it's definitely my favorite game to play on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, not even just my favorite Star Wars game, like my main game that I play on my phone.
Right.
It's like, it has almost every character that you can level up and choose, you know, your favorite characters to build your own team. And the abilities are, like, super accurate to what you would imagine that character to be able to do in a fight. And I just think it's a really, really cool game. You should totally check it out.
Yeah. Right now, Rey and Anakin are my top characters. I'm sure probably most people are, like, super shocked by that. But, yeah, it's super fun. And they've got characters from Rebels, and they've got characters from Clone Wars, and they've got characters from Knights of the Old Republic. They've got Darth Nihilus in there. You know, I mean, they've got original trilogy and prequel trilogy. I mean, they cover a lot in this game. So if you're looking for a mobile game to do when you're bored or to take with you when you're on break from work or whatever, this is the game to play. And like I said, we're always looking for more guild members. So let us know. It was just a few days ago, Jesse, that a bunch of major websites like The Hollywood Reporter and IGN came out saying that Lucasfilm was in the works for an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, and they're working on trying to find a director, and this is all, you know, everything's in the pot and it's cooking and we're ready to go. Lucasfilm has been silent on the matter, and they haven't confirmed or denied anything, at least as far as I know. So I think all of us, well, a lot of us, thought that at one point there would be an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, and it seems to be getting closer and closer. I don't know if it was rumors that somebody caught wind of or what's going on, but what are your thoughts on an Obi-Wan standalone?
I think it's super weird that it's coming out this way and that the sources we're getting are super credible sources.
Mm-hmm.
That are not known for posting, like, incorrect things. So I bet you that it did somehow leak through the system, and the reason why, you know, Pablo Hidalgo says stuff online, like, all the time if people are being, like, obnoxious.
Yeah.
With, like, he'll be like, yeah, no, that's not, or let me just put this to rest.
Yeah.
Like, you know, him or somebody else of that nature would have, I feel like, at this point said something if it was something totally ridiculous that they weren't even thinking about. Like, I think it's happening.
Yeah.
That they're just not ready to talk about it yet.
I think it's happening too. And honestly, I'll probably post this on, what day is it, Monday that we're recording this? I'll probably post this on Wednesday, which is the 23rd, which is the same day that the Star Wars show comes out. So my guess is at this point, because Lucasfilm knows that a lot of people are sort of expecting this, if it's true, they'll probably announce it. but who knows?
On the Star Wars show,
on the Star Wars show, because I know they filmed, like, they're filming it today. They're filming the Star Wars show on Monday. So if they feel like they need to say something, they might do it on the Star Wars show. But this is,
right.
You know, this is right before Force Friday. Like, we've only got a couple weeks before Force Friday. They may be talking about that. There's a lot to talk about. So who knows? I don't know.
It's awesome, and it's really cool to see everybody's making these, like, awesome fan posters already. I know we've posted a few of them on Instagram, but it's just everybody's really excited, and if they don't cast Ewan McGregor,
everyone's going to
lose their damn minds. Yeah.
I think, honestly, if Ewan McGregor wasn't willing to do it, they would not do an Obi-Wan movie. I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no reason to have an actor like that who we know is a fabulous, fantastic actor who has already played Obi-Wan, who is now of the prime age to be an elder Obi-Wan,
yeah.
For them to just be like, yeah, we're just going with somebody else. Like, no.
That'd be stupid.
No one would have any of that.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for the news, and let's go ahead and talk about Force Friday. So Force Friday 2... is coming up on September 1st, so if you're going to be waiting outside a store, you'll probably be waiting outside on August 31st, which is only 10 short days from now, Jesse. So we are going to have one more show before Force Friday in which we list off some of the checklists of some of the things that have already been released as far as just the lists, not necessarily the toys themselves, although some people have been finding some of the Last Jedi merchandise at the stores. Some of these stores have accidentally put their merchandise out early, which happens. But I think this will be a really fun experience. And so I think what I wanted to do now is just to kind of get people back in the mindset of Force Friday and buying merchandise. Last year was your first time out there, Jesse. So tell us a little bit about what you experienced on your first Force Friday.
Last year was so much fun. I mean, We all had, like, our own little group that we went there with, and we sat outside Toys R Us. I know I met you there a little bit later. I think you got there around noonish, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I got there a few hours later. But we literally were outside Target, I almost said, outside Toys R Us until 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And we had a blast. We had Star Wars music playing in the background at times. We were all sitting around playing Galaxy of Heroes with, you know, half of our guild was there.
Right.
and it was so cool. And because we had waited for so long and we were in the front of the line, it was not too stressful once we got in. Like, there were a lot of people around us and behind us, but pretty much we got everything that we had anticipated and wanted for the most part, I would say.
Yeah.
I know I only had a couple items on my list, but I was super happy with everything that we got. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, because we went to Toys R Us first, and then we went to Walmart, and then we went back home and went to bed for a few hours, got up early, went to Hot Topic, and went to the Disney store, and we had a few hours break, so I'm pretty sure we went back to the house and dumped crap off, and then went to Starbucks. And got some coffee and then waited outside of Target for them to open. And then we went to a different Target. So, I mean, we were literally just on the move for a good portion of the evening and the morning. So I'm super excited to do this again. And this time we'll be featuring the Last Jedi stuff. And there's a lot of stuff that's already been released, including some stuff that was related to The Force Awakens. Like, there's a whole Wrathtar set. They've never made a toy of a Wrathtar until now. It's coming out on Force Friday. I guess the Hera Black series is expected to be released on Force Friday. All these Porgs. There's like a interactive Porg or something like that.
He's like a Furby Porg, is what he looks like to me. I don't know if he's that interactive, but that's what he reminds me of.
Yeah. And there's all these Funko Pops. A bunch of new Rey stuff, so that's exciting for me. And we'll talk, like I said, we'll talk next time about, like, specifics. We'll have checklists and we'll read those off and stuff. And we'll tell you where to get those. But Force Friday is super exciting, and it just means that we're getting closer and closer to the release of the movie. So, you know, once the merchandise is out on the shelves, like, we're really getting there. So last time we had Force Friday about a month later than it is now. So hopefully the weather won't be too bad. And we typically like to get there pretty early just to ensure that we get exactly what we want, because sometimes these stores don't get as many items in as they think, or, you know, there's more people than there are toys, and you just never know. So with us, we like to get there really early. You don't have to get there that early. I think the second person a couple years ago got there at like 5 p.m. So, you know, it's not, you don't have to show up at noon or something like that. At least at our location, you don't have to. It's probably different everywhere, but this is something that I feel like you could do with your family. You know, you bring your son or your daughter, if you don't mind them staying up late. It's as close as you can get to doing a Star Wars convention / event without actually going there, you know, because you're waiting outside with fans and you're talking Star Wars and the doors open, you buy merchandise. It's a whole lot of fun. So can't wait.
It's true. It's a nice little community. Like, you'll have your own little Star Wars community of your Star Wars fans in your area. So it's probably a good way to meet people, too.
Yeah. And we're going to have a bigger group this year. We've made some more friends. We're going to have a lot larger group with us. So that should be pretty exciting. And last time we interviewed some people out and about waiting in line on Force Friday. And we are going to be doing that again. So you can expect some interviews from people who are out waiting for some of the Last Jedi merch. So we'll be back with more Force Friday stuff next week. Jesse, it's that time. Let's go into our Star Wars trivia.
So last week's trivia, we had two trivia questions. It was our 100th episode. Only one of them was answered, so I'll do the unanswered one first, which was, where was Luminara Unduli when the Emperor issued Order 66? And the answer was Kashyyyk.
I'm really surprised nobody answered that one.
Me too. I thought that was like a more...
It was like free Star Wars stuff if you answer this correctly.
Right, and I felt like it was like a more, like, you could have... You would know that without having to necessarily maybe look it up.
Right.
Question. That's what I was thinking. But that's okay. Now everybody knows she was on Kashyyyk. And our other question was, what was the level, detention block, and cell number where Princess Leia was held on the Death Star? And our avid listener, Amanda, answered that question. Thank you, Amanda. The answer was level 5, detention block AA23, and cell number 2187.
All right, perfect. And by the way, that is also Finn's call sign, his TK number, 2187. So they have the same, which is kind of interesting. So congratulations, Amanda, and I will be in touch with you. You get a prize since that was our 100th episode. So congratulations. And what's this episode's trivia?
So this episode's trivia is, what was Obi-Wan's incident on Draboon that resulted in Duchess Satine's scar?
Okay.
So
if you know the answer to this, where are we putting this one, Jesse?
Let's put it on Instagram.
Okay. And this is the first episode of August. So if you're the first person to answer this question correctly, you will get a prize. All right, that'll do it for this episode, episode 101 for Twin Suns Transmission. Jesse, before we go, where can people find us on social media?
You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter, all under the username Twin Suns Outpost.
All right, that'll do it for episode 101 of Twin Suns Transmission. We'll see you in about a week to discuss Force Friday. May the Force be with you.
Hi, this is Vanessa Marshall, Harrison Dula from Star Wars Rebels. You've been listening to Twin Suns Transmission, an exciting show where sand gets everywhere. Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Twin Suns Podcast Network. May the Force be with you, always.
Air Master, Tatooine.
It's controlled by the Hutt.
I'll meet you at the rendezvous point on Tatooine.
This son's doing murder for me to see.